real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Something a little bit more serious, of course. We've talked about the coronavirus, and there are many different aspects of the coronavirus. We just spoke a few minutes ago about Trinity College, have just closed down all its lecture halls. As you know, we will be talking to somebody very shortly from Italy to get some sort of an inside track into what the lockdown is like there at the moment. In relation to people who are texting us who are due to go to Italy, to Rome and places like that, and they want to know, can they get their money back? The answer is no, not at the moment, because there's a travel advisory. It depends on your holiday insurance, I suppose, too. There's a travel advisory, but the airline is not obliged to give you your money back unless the flight is cancelled. But there is a travel advisory. So, and it's a serious travel advisory to advise you to not go to Italy. And I think that's very unfair. I'm going to agree with you all. It's very unfair that the state and the Foreign Office of this country recognises a serious travel risk to go to a certain country. The airline is still flying there, it seems, which means you're not entitled to a refund depending on the types of flights you got. If you got the cheap web online flights, you're not entitled to a refund, right? But anyway, we'll come back to that a little bit later on, the do's and don'ts of cancelling your holidays. But one thing I suppose we don't think about, and maybe we've, I'm not saying we've ignored it, but something that maybe is the last thing on our mind because we're worried about ourselves, and rightly so, everybody's a little bit selfish at a time like this. But Hazel Dennehy is the CEO of Street Angels in Cork. Hazel, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Niall. How are you?
And
long
something,
time no talk.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while, Hazel. And something we don't think of, Hazel, is the homeless people on the street and how the coronavirus affects them. Many of them in a very vulnerable situation as well. And, you know, well, and what they can do.
Yeah, well, that's exactly why I'm trying. I emailed a lot of major government bodies about this, because at the end of the day, they're the most vulnerable, as well as the elderly, because they don't have a voice. Mm-hmm. And someone needs to. I've been working with the homeless in Cork City for 5 years, and I started my own group called, with my husband, Michael, last September, Street Angels.
Yeah.
And I feel very passionate because I go out every second Monday night, we set up our tables, we have loads of hot food and clothes and sanitary bags to give out. And my question is, because they're so vulnerable and their immune system wouldn't be as strong as other people, where do the homeless of Ireland self-isolate if they think they...
Yeah, because you can't really self-isolate in a hostel, can you?
No, and where are they allowed to have access to the basic human rights for sanitation and self-isolation? Like, they've no access to public hot water and soap, which is their basic human right. The centres, the shelters like Simon, etc., the government has to open another building to scale down the amount of people that are squashed in to these shelters, because I feel that the virus, you know, is...
They're certainly at a higher risk.
And when they all go in and they're all in together, and they're coughing, sneezing.
Hazel,
you know?
Okay, but Hazel, the point is, everything you're saying to me, I completely agree with you. They are at a higher risk. They are more vulnerable. They are in a no-win situation if they're in a hospital. So what are you suggesting government should do to enable these individuals to have the same human rights as everybody else in this particular crisis? I mean, what do you think we can do to help?
Well, according to Simon Coveney last night on the Clare Burns Show, he talked about the most vulnerable, the elderly, and those with underlying conditions. But yet he never mentioned the homeless. They're sleeping in doorways. They're sleeping in a field in tents, and we call it Tentville down in the Maradike in Cork. Like, I mean, what chance have they got to try to save themselves? Because at the end of the day, they're human like us, and I have a strong passion and compassion and empathy for these people.
And have you been on to the HSC to try and maybe get some supplies of hand sanitizers and maybe that you could hand out as well, you know, as when you're handing out other stuff, that maybe you could help in that way?
I have bought a box of stuff myself to hand out, because our next run will be next Monday night. We go out every 2 weeks and on a Monday night outside the Savoy Centre in Cork City. And we set up, and I have bought some myself, but I have another member of my group who is going on to them to see, can we get more protection for them and ourselves? Because I'm thinking, if it gets worse, do we go out? And I feel that all the homeless groups in Ireland is a babysitting service for the government.
It takes the responsibility off the government, isn't it? That's essentially what they're doing.
And obviously the government, you know, should implement some kind of structure in relation to the homeless people. And
I get what you're saying. There should be, I mean, we're putting all sorts of different strategies in place. And I know Leo Varadkar outlined a few of them last night in relation to sick pay for people working, et cetera, et cetera. So you believe there should be a strategy in place as well for people who are in a more vulnerable situation, who might be in temporary accommodation or who may be homeless on the streets.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
And you see, the emergency accommodation, like hotels and B&Bs, they are asked, the people are asked to leave early in the morning. They're leaving the Simon at 8 o'clock or 9 in the morning. If all day.
And they're wandering around the streets. I get you. And they're wandering around the streets, you know, interacting with other people, where maybe some of them might want to self-isolate and they can't because they're in that difficult situation. It is an interesting point you've raised, Hazel. And I do agree with you. I think there should be some sort of strategy in place, because there is over 10,000 people in this country currently who are in temporary accommodation, and probably another few hundred who are living literally on the streets and in hostels, etc. So it is something that the government should maybe certainly look at. And Hazel, I appreciate you coming on the air today, and obviously the time that you take to help the homeless people.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hits.